First of all, how pleased are you to wrap that up with a day to spare?
Yeah, delighted. You know, it's been a fantastic performance by the boys, and you know, it was a dream session this morning to get 8 wickets. You know, he's really pleasing, and you know, another good win for us, so a step closer to the title.
And the performance of the team is, well, they've been fantastic in both innings, actually.
They have, you know, they've been outstanding all season, to be honest, but I think, you know, they excelled themselves in this match. You know, they were relentless with their lines and lengths, and never really let the, you know, the Somerset batsmen get away from them. So, you know, a fine performance by that quartet. But I think also we batted well. You know, we had to dig in at times and really earn the right to get that total. So, you know, pretty pleased with the way we went about our batting as well. And yep, the catching at slip, you know, some fantastic catches to back, you know, the seam bowlers up.
I was going to say about the performance of Balance and Bairstow in that first innings, two important knocks. And then Patterson coming in as well as night watchman.
Yeah, well, I think everybody contributed in their way to that total. But obviously the standout innings were Balance and Bairstow. You know, Live played well against the new ball. You know, we know it's key to get over the new ball without too much damage here at Headingley. And you had Pato as night watchman get 40-odd, James Middlebrook down the order, 28. You know, and the others chipping in with double-figure scores. So it all adds up to, you know, a good lead. And then, you know, we've been able to knock them over again in the second innings.
And it's tantalisingly close now, the title. What's the atmosphere like?
Well, it's, you know, we're celebrating, but we're not over-celebrating. You know, we always celebrate a win, but we know that the job's not done yet. You know, and obviously now our eyes are on Birmingham over the next couple of days, see what happens down there. And, you know, obviously if Middlesex win, then, you know, it's still very much open to be won, you know. You know, so Middlesex, you know, if they do win, then they're playing us. Obviously, we play them next week, so that's going to be a big match.
And now attention is focused to Sunday, 50-over game. Should be more or less a full house here. Again, semi-final, chance to get to Lords.
Great opportunity for us. You know, not many of the current team have played a final at Lords. So it's, you know, it's a great carrot for us to have dangling. But Gloucester are a good team, so we know we need to be at our best to beat them. But, you know, we're going to that game now full of confidence and we're really looking forward to it.
And what's been the difference in the limited overs form from the 20 to the 50 overs? Because that has been a marked improvement.
Yeah. Well, we've done a lot of talking, you know, through T20. It was, you know, it was disappointing the way we played. You know, for various reasons, our team chopped and changed for T20. We've had a little bit more of a settled team for 50-over cricket, and hopefully we've learnt from our errors in T20 cricket and not made as many in 50-over stuff. So, you know, hopefully we can put in a really good performance Sunday and get to Lords.
And a chance of doing a double, which would be historic, I guess you don't need any more motivation than that.
No, the lads are very motivated to try and, you know, bring that double home, and, you know, hopefully we can do that.
Cheers, Martin.